Good morning and God bless everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's just a little after 7 a.m. and I am at work right now. I've just kind of taken a little bit of a break. But every month we have to change our password in the systems that we use here at work. And every time I have to change the password, I think about something that I can use as a password that will inspire me in a God direction. And so I can't tell you what my password is this month, but all I know is that it's right in line with the things that Lawrence has been sharing, particularly in the last sharing that he did, the two-part sharing. And I really encourage people to listen to that. I think it confirms the vision that we were given in at the beginning of this year for being for living unto God, being led by God, the keeping our vision of what God wants done. And when God gives us the vision, he also gives us the direction, he gives us the navigation. And when God leads you, it's like the way is clear, and we can keep our focus upon our God. And when we do keep our focus upon God, and we know that it's not our will but his will that should be done, because that's how Christ lived his life. And since Christ lives in us, then we live our lives like that. If we're true laborers, if we're laborers, that's our mindset and our heart set, that it's not our will but our Father's will that should be done. And I've been thinking a lot lately about letting your words be few. And when God says something, it's pretty clear and plain, and he doesn't have to add a lot of words to it. That still small voice is quite clear and quite direct. And so I've been thinking about that a lot. And God doesn't have to explain himself to us. He just leads and directs. And then as we go, he continues to give us the wisdom that we need. And I think that that's quite profound. And I've been thinking about how we are to stay put and stay focused in where we're being fed and in the right doctrine. And I think that that really ties into it, that when you do that, then the focus is clear, then the direction is clear, and you don't have questions that crop up that can lead you into confusion. And it's not that you can't, like if you don't understand something, that's what the connections are all about. That's what the connection with God is all about. And connection with the minister that we have is all about. If we're not understanding something, the Lord tells us, consider the words and the Lord give you understanding. And the part of the understanding that we have is that the Lord has, God has set ministers in the body of Christ to help in those instances. That's part of looking unto God. We can go to God, we can ask God for wisdom, but part of that wisdom also is that, God can speak directly to us, but he can also give us people who can help us and direct us and guide us, and that's just as important. And so the scripture says that where envying and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. But that the wisdom from God is first of all pure, and it's peaceable, and it's easy to be entreated. It's full of good fruits. It's without partiality. It's without hypocrisy. And those words will make the way plain and make the path plain. I think that for me, and I've experienced this here lately, you know, that when I try to figure things out by my own thinking or by my own reasoning, that's when I just get tied up into knots. I get brought down, I get depressed, I get off track. But if you allow God to give you His will, to tell you what His will is, and then just stay put on that and go as He leads you to go, then everything becomes clear, everything becomes plain. The peace comes, the deliverance comes, and then the strength comes. Because when I go by my own words or my own thoughts, man, I tell you, that strength goes right out the window. Everything starts getting messed up. My mind starts getting fragmented. Things just start to decompensate. But with God, there is clarity, and with God, there is direction. So I just encourage you to listen to the two sharings that were just done, the part one and part two. And God's will for us as laborers, or that it is that plain and simply that we are led by Him, and that it's not our will, but His will that's done. It's not our thoughts, but His thoughts that should be permeating our minds and our hearts. And that's really it. It's very plain and simple. And you'll know it by the fruit that you produce in your life, by the mental fruit, the emotional fruit, the physical fruit, the financial fruit, everything. You'll know it. You'll know that you're on the right track when you're bearing fruit that has peace and increase to it. So my exhortation today is to listen to God, be humble to God, arrange your thoughts, have your thoughts well arranged with God, and those thoughts are clear and plain and simple, and they are the true delivering thoughts. And then as we discipline our lives and keep our lives straight with God, then and we experience the great fruit from that, then our lives will be a testimony for Him. Our lives will be a glory to Him and an example to Him. And that's how we shine as lights in the world. And that's how we teach others. We just teach others as the way that we've been taught and that we've been led by God and by our minister to walk forward. And we are laborers. If you consider yourself a laborer, that's the walk. That's the walk, to listen and let your words be few. Let God's words be plenty. So God bless you. I love you. You're the best.